Hey, I found that 911 call.
Did you?
Yes.
This is a guy from Springtown, Texas, who would broken into a home, and the homeowner and stepson go off in pursuit, and daddy's got a gun, and stepson apparently pulls his car into the driveway to block burglar trying to leave, and burglar called 911.
It's both calls.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got somebody that's broken in my house. I need help, please. Now hurry up now because my husband's fixing to shoot him.
Parker County 911, where is your emergency?
I'm not sure. I'm out in the country somewhere. Some guy's got a gun on me. They're going to come shoot me.
Who's going to shoot you?
Steve Miller Jacket. That'd be a joke, right?
It's a joke? Is that what you're saying?
That'd be right.
No, it's not a joke. You just sit right there.
Okay. It was a joke.
I think he was stunned. Didn't know what to do.
Excuse me. I think that obviously the 911 operator is going to ask, is that right? And why is that happening? So seems like he should have probably had that answer ready.
Well, I mean, what do you say? Because I was trying to rob him, and he got me at gunpoint.
Yeah, the truth probably does not work in his favor at that time.
I just like that. Could you hurry up? Because my husband's going to shoot him.
Well, that's Texas. You know, it is. That's
hey,
all
she's being realistic.
That's exactly right. I mean, you asked the question. I'm telling you what we're talking about here.
So absolutely.
All right, here we go. The House of Representatives has voted to ban the word lunatic from federal law.
What?
Yep, absolutely. Idiot's still in there. But lunatic, they want to take that out. The measure passed 398-1. 398-1. The one, Fighting Texas Aggie Louie Gohmert.
Somebody with sense.
Louie Gohmert. He said, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Using lunatic as a descriptor stems from a belief dating back a long, long time ago. The ancient Greeks, in fact, thought that the lunar cycles had an impact on brain function. Thus, lunatic, but also the term moonstruck came from that. The law, meanwhile, the 21st Century Language Act of 2012, is meant to eliminate references that contribute to the stigmatization of mental health conditions in acts of Congress dating all the way back to 1947.
So, wait a second. So, since we're all so offended now, we can
tell
other people what words they can't use, can I just vote that we strike the word hysterical from all dictionaries since it has to do with, like, the uterus?
Does it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can see the same, would come from the same stem word.
I'm leaning
just
more
saying,
towards the British.
We're going to just be nuts about everything. Well, let's just be nuts.
Okay.
Right? Let's take a line from Monty Python. He's a loony.
Yeah. The, now, and of course, but we can still use crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, we're not going to quit that. I mean, Willie says, I'm going to sing that song. You know, I made a lot of money off of that song.
Just because it's not PC doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see. But at least for now, lunatic has been taken out. And of course, if you go back and look at, you know, they used to call them lunatic asylums. I mean, it was certainly part of the language. Now, while we're talking about that, Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee rejected criticism of him calling the state Christmas tree a holiday tree, insisting that's what it's traditionally called. Really?
What? Whoever heard of that business?
That was a nice edit.
It was, yeah. Very good. I guess also at the governor's house, they probably don't have an Easter bunny. It's like an egg-laying rabbit, right? Because you wouldn't want to say Easter either, would you? I mean, heavens no.
So you could get in a lot of trouble.
There you go. It's a world gone insane, right?
It doesn't matter, though. We've only got like 14 days until
right.
It's over.
You know, I forgot to look. How many days do we have? 14, that's right. 14 days until the Mayan calendar.
So on the 20th, are we going to have to, you know, kind of bequeath our things and tell everyone what we always wanted to tell
them? There's nobody to bequeath them to.
Yeah, you can't bequeath them to anybody because we're all going to be gone.
Well, if anybody survives.
Oh, well,
hey, we could have a hot, happy not-year party.
Oh, that, I like that. Yeah, that could work. Hey, this is something I never thought I would say. Michigan is the governor's signature away from becoming a right-to-work state.
Oh, man.
Really?
I thought you were going to say, Kat, I want you in charge today.
Ah, there you go. Now, understand, in right-to-work states, That prohibits private unions from forcing non-union employees in the same workplace to pay union dues and fees.
So there's no union shops.
I mean, that's stunning to me. I like I say, I didn't think I would ever say that. But
Holy cow.
They are a signature away from making Michigan, of all places.
That's a big honking deal in Motor City.
Yeah, well, again, that's the union's pretty well built Detroit up to what it is. So there you are. And, of course, it's the holiday season, so we a big shout-out to the Irvine Ranch Conservancy in Orange County, California. They are full of the Christmas spirit. At 9 o'clock local time today, the children will gather to make Christmas ornaments inspired by animal droppings they found in the woods. I mean, there you go.
So instead of being, you know, very green, they would be very brown.
We think so. Yeah, the kids will use clay to make the palm size ornaments based on the drop.
Not a baby Ruth.
Yeah.
Kev, speaking with Ron Smith with Aggie Lang.